بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يصبح على كل سلامة من أحدكم صدقة فكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة ويجزئ من ذلك ركعتان يركعهما من الضحى رواه مسلم. Continuing the chapter on the abundant and ways of khair and good deeds. In this hadith reported by Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah said that every morning sadaqah, charity, is due on behalf of every joint of your body. Another narration comes, there are 360 joints in our body. A simple joint on our finger. Without this joint, a person won't be able to move his finger. So we have 360 joints in the body. And for each joint, a person has to give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us 360 joints. So every morning, and every day we have to give back charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single joint we have. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that every subhanallah a person says, that is sadaqah. So one subhanallah you said, so you have fulfilled the sadaqah for one joint of your body. Wa kullu tahmidatin sadaqah. You say alhamdulillah, that too is regarded to be charity. If you say la ilaha illallah, there is also charity. You see, Allahu Akbar, that also is charity. Look how simple Shariat is, how beautiful, how easy Shariat has made it for us. That a person does not have to give cash or kind. Even some a'mal a person does, some good deeds he does, that too is regarded to be charity. وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةٌ وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٌ. You commanded somebody, you guided somebody towards some good. That is also sadaqah. You prevented somebody from some haram, some evil. That too is sadaqah. Then in the end of this hadith, Rasulullah says that two rakats of salatul duha, which we know as chash namaz, generally about 10, half past 10 in the morning, just two rakats if a person offers, then that could suffice all the charity of the body. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. This is extremely beneficial. We should try and bring this in our life. That in our offices or factories, or possible, we should try and read these two rakats of Salatul Duha. It's called Salatul Duha. Like how we have Ishraq in the morning after sunrise, that is separate. Salatul Duha, generally 10, half past 10, 11 o'clock. You read just two rakats of this Salatul Duha, it will suffice the sadaqah for the entire body. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عرضت علي أعمال أمتي حسنها وسيئها. Rasulullah says that the a'mal of my ummah, the deeds of my ummah were presented to me. So either during Mi'raj or either in a dream, the deeds of this ummah were presented to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. حسنها وسيئها, the good deeds and all the bad deeds. فَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِ أَعْمَالِهَا الْأَذَى يُمَاتُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. Now look at this. Rasul says, from amongst the good deeds that were presented to me, one such good deed was الْأَذَى يُمَاتُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, that any harmful object that was moved from the pathway of people. You were traveling and you saw some harmful object that's going to hurt the people who are going to come past, so you remove that from the road. You put it one side or you throw it away. You got rid of it so that people may walk freely and no person may get injured or hurt or harmed in any way. That is regarded to be amongst the great a'mal of this ummah. وَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَسَاوِي أَعْمَالِهَا النُّخَاعَةُ تَكُونُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ لَا تُدْفَنْ. Amongst the evil actions of my ummah. Now imagine, evil actions, we will think of course of zina and all those other bad actions which definitely are extremely heinous, terrible, filthy. But amongst the evil actions of this ummah, Rasulullah says, I found that phlegm, which we see, balgham, phlegm, or mucus, which was found in the masjid and it was not removed, it was not buried. In those days they had sand. So there was a way of burying such phlegm or mucus. Nowadays we have carpets, of course we cannot bury it in the carpet, it will make more mess. What the meaning is, that the person should not take out his mucus or phlegm and throw it into the masjid. Like that, anything dirty in the masjid. The masjid is a very sanctified place. It is kept clean all the time. And so even if we see some dirt, then we should pick it up. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst the evil actions is that some dirt was thrown, like mucus, phlegm, into the masjid, and it was not removed from there. This is regarded to be for the masawi a'mal of this ummah. Another very similar hadith, the last hadith we'll do today, inshallah. عنه رضي الله عنه أن ناسا قالوا يا رسول الله ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. Some people came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, the rich people, they have taken away all thawab. And why? يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّ وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ. They read salah like how we are performing salah. So in this we are equal. They are getting reward, we are getting reward. They are fasting, we are fasting, so we both are getting reward. But they have some advantage. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُولِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. They are giving charity with their surplus wealth. They are wealthy, so they have more than what they have, they require for the daily life. So they have the surplus monies with which they give in the path of Allah. They give charity. We don't have, we are poor. We don't have any wealth to give in charity. So they are beating us. They have taken away all the rewards now. قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوليس قد جعل الله لكم ما تصدقون به. Hasn't Allah Ta'ala given you something through which you can give sadaqah? Similar to the first hadith we did today. Rasulullah said, then said, إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَهْرِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. All these are also sadaqah. Person says one, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, wa amrun bil ma'roofi sadaqah, wa nahyun anil munkari sadaqah, commanding somebody good and prohibiting somebody from evil. All these are also acts of charity. And then Rasulullah says, وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٍ. A person fulfills his halal conjugal rights with his wife. He fulfills his halal conjugal rights with his wife. That too is sadaqah. Perhaps you didn't hear this before. Sahaba immediately asked Rasulullah, يَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُرُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٌ. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. A person is fulfilling his own passions and desires. He is benefiting. He is fulfilling his desires. For this he'll be rewarded. Now look at the beautiful and logical answer Rasulullah gives. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرٌ. Tell me, if this man had to fulfill his desires in a haram way, he commits zina, ma'adallah, may Allah protect us, will he not get sin for it? Obviously the answer is yes, he'll get sin. Likewise, if he fulfills his passions in a halal way which Allah has provided, he will get thawab. فَكَذَٰلِكَ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ. Rasulullah says, in the same manner, that when he fulfills his halal conjugal relation in a halal manner, then Allah Ta'ala will give him a reward. He's refraining from haram, illicit relationships. If he did that, then he'll get sin. But because he's fulfilling it with his halal wife, Allah Ta'ala will give them a reward for it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. These are all beautiful, simple ways of giving sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, subhanallah, we say alhamdulillah. Instead of just gossiping and having unnecessary discussions of this world, will take us nowhere. One, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, we're sitting in the masjid before salat, we can do it. And as we're coming out or in the car, wherever it is, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Telling somebody to do some good, you're getting sadaqah. Stopping him from some evil, you're getting sadaqah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.